If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
What makes them different? Because it always feels like whenever success comes around, everyone's looking to copy that. And no one's tried to hire the coordinators yet. At least not for head jobs. And
right.
There are, maybe are other market conditions.
Sure.
That impact that, people wanting ready-made rosters, bring players with you so that the transition's not as difficult. But, like, I don't feel like there's as much curiosity about what leads to Indiana's success as
the how of it.
Correct.
I wonder if it is, which maybe we don't feel it this way because we also saw what Cignetti was doing at JMU. I wonder if other people in the sport, you know, coaches and things like that, are maybe less concerned about it because they think of it as a one-off.
I do.
Or they think of it as, oh, well, he can get away with that, but we don't feel like we can.
I think what inevitably people are saying is we don't believe it.
Right.
Like, for whatever the reason, like, it's, you know, like you said, maybe it's too difficult to grasp. Maybe they also don't want to grasp it because Cignetti speeds up your timeline?
Sure.
Obviously, I think one of the other factors that goes into it, I refuse to believe that Indiana's playing Moneyball.
Oh,
like,
no.
This idea that, like,
no
they're
shot.
Just out coaching. I think coaching is clearly a significant part of it.
Right.
But I think that the draft is starting to show they have players.
Not just players. They've
correct.
Got dudes.
They have players. And so I do think there's two stories being told that I think are not true. One is this is kind of luck. And then the other is it's just outstanding coaching.
Right.
And I think that the truth is probably somewhere in between, which I do think he's also a great coach. All right, let's bring our great coach back to the program. We'll get into the list next. We've got, I guess, the scene from episode 3 of Star Wars. Palpatine has unlimited power now. Greg Sankey has been granted emergency chancellor powers. We'll talk about that and more football to get to. We'll do it all when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say to other friends when they buy them lunch, it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Building wealth is an important step on your financial journey, and our friends over at Leaders Credit Union invite you to join their Leaders Investment Services because they're here to help you, and they're helping to coach and teach you the rules of the playbook from retirement planning to life insurance. Their investment champions can help answer your questions and give you personalized advice on your game plan for how to improve your financial portfolio. Make your future count with the great people at Leaders and their investment services. You can also learn more at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Of course, Leaders Credit Union is also a not-for-profit financial institution operating for the benefit of their members, fully owned by their members. They offer full-service banking, checking and savings accounts, loans, mortgages, credit cards, and state-of-the-art technology to help you move forward. There's over 84,000 members strong, and they have over 10 branches in West Tennessee, including centers, or I should say, including branches in Bartlett and Arlington. Also, 85,000 fee-free ATMs, as well as 5,000 shared branches worldwide that can serve as your Leaders branch. Also, check out the great Leaders mobile app that makes it simple to review accounts, make payments, achieve your financial goals. Managing your money has never been more convenient. It's available 24/7. Again, that webpage, especially for our listeners, is leaderscu.com/ESPN. Coach is back with us. Let's get into the list. The SEC. All right, Coach. According to Ross Dellinger and many others, the SEC presidents voted unanimously to grant Greg Sankey, quote, full and unlimited authority, end quote, which includes suspending a school from competition. In addition to that, league bylaws grant the commissioner powers to deem a player ineligible, suspend coaches, administrators, etc. According to Wilson Alexander of On3, schools that violate the SEC's professional sports rule will result in, quote, a 50% season suspension for the head coach, 50% of that sport's annual operating budget, and SEC voting privileges on business matters revoked. Again, that's according to Wilson Alexander at On3. Here are the step-by-step, policies for who would be deemed ineligible. One, players that previously declared for the NFL, NBA, or WNBA draft and did not appropriately withdraw. So, for instance, Arian Carter at Tennessee tested the draft waters, went to the combine, apparently had his agent pay for his plane ticket, repaid the agent, even though he's suspended by the NCAA for one game. He's cool. He did it within the stated guidelines of this is how you're supposed to test the draft waters. You're cool. Now, if you stay in the draft and don't get drafted, that seems to be a horse of another color. The second outline, signed a contract with an NFL or other professional league, NBA G League, or WNBA or affiliate team. This, George, is where I would like clarification. Guaranteed contract?
Does not say that.
And I would presume it's being intentionally vague so that, for instance, this, I feel like you could deem the Diego Pavia rule, even though Diego has not stated any intention to try and return.
Right.
But Diego went undrafted, did not sign a camp guarantee. He basically signed the camp tryout contract.
Was that a PTO or was that an actual, like, just non-guaranteed contract that they like they cut? Because he was now, in minicamp.
He was invited to minicamp. He also selected the Ravens.
Is there an actual contract related to a PTO?
I'm not familiar under this. I do not know under this CBA.
Because I don't necessarily know that there is. Because obviously there is a contract associated with like going through the full, like, you know, off-season camps, things like that, being on the practice squad. Those are, you know, contracted.
And maybe this gets cleared up by number three. If you're a player that has been listed on an NFL or other professional football league, NBA or G League, or WNBA or affiliate roster. So Diego at one point showed up on the Ravens roster.
Correct.
So maybe that's how they're clarifying it. We're not going to get into the minutia of what the NFL contract types are.
Right.
Did you show up on the official roster?
Which I believe he did for a time.
I think he did for a week.
Yeah, by saying three, they're clearing a lot of red tape for themselves because technically he would be ineligible by reading three.
Correct. So to me, this is kind of where we are. They've also, it seems, the league has granted Sankey more power. So one of the complaints, whether or not real or perceived, and I state that, whether or not it is real or perceived, one of the complaints from a lot of people in the SEC office is, you don't understand, Greg does not have the same power that Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, has. The bylaws are written as such that he can, quote, protect the shield, if you will. He can go full Goodell more so than Sankey could. I believe the granting of these powers is essentially stating we're going to put him on the same level as Petitti. So if he believes it's in the good of the game, in the good of the league, therefore you're granting it. Now, this is kind of what I think is significant. How enforceable is this? Because my suspicion is going to be quickly you will see the players that have sued and gotten their temporary restraining orders, they are now likely to add the conference to the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the argument would be likely to be successful because the way I've always viewed it is if a judge says that the NCAA, which is a collection of schools, cannot under these at this time prevent you from playing, the league, which is also a collection of same schools, not all of them, but the members of the SEC are also members of the NCAA, it seems to me logically they would grant the same. Now, that's not what I'm all that interested in. What I'm more interested in is how big of a threat is this? Because if I'm LSU and the players that are in question, I look at it like this. These are good players, but I do not think that these are players that are changing our circumstances. We are talking more about probably adding depth. Guys that will definitely get snaps, guys that can be productive, but more depth pieces. Am I really gonna go all in on that? Like, to me, this is different than Texas Tech with Sorsby. Texas Tech knew the difference between them being a playoff team and a team that can win in the playoff was quarterback. They were more desperate. If I'm LSU, I'm sitting there going, man, I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. I will be fascinated to see how much they fight this because I do also think if we are going to go for what is the number one don't tell these story, tell your story, it would be the this unanimously passed 16-0 by all presidents, because we know one president that was definitely against it. George, I don't know if you've seen it. There's a movie, The Death of Stalin, when they're in the end, like after Stalin dies, they're handing out the new positions.
Yeah.
And when certain person gets nominated, they take it to vote and like only half the room goes up and vote passes unanimously. Moving on. Like that's kind of what it is. Like, all right, show of hands, vote passes unanimously.
I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing I heard. I don't remember exactly who. I think it actually might have been Thamel. Said it did actually pass unanimously, but there was one vote in there that was done a little bit more, I think he used the phrase, sheepishly than the other ones.
That make a little sense now.
That was all the hands go up pretty quickly, and one takes a couple beats to go up.
Ryan Dalton, who's representing athletes that are impacted,
mm-hmm.
he told Pete Thamel that, quote, this decision put the NCAA in contempt of multiple court orders. It is cartel-like conduct. When the NCAA conferences attempt to create their own spur-of-the-moment rules in response to courts enjoining the same rules at the NCAA level. So I think if I'm interpreting, and Coach, we've decided we're at least year one law students after the last 2 months of this.
Yeah.
I think what he is saying is by adding laws after the court order, like essentially that is A, that's like an admission of guilt, or B, like that should be neither here nor there. It should not be applicable. I also saw Darren Heitner last night, who's representing Daquan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Basically said, we will challenge this, but he also like included, we'll see what's best for the athlete at the end. Like, kind of leaving room for the, I don't know if we're like, it was not like, it wasn't.
That wasn't a slam dunk.
It wasn't William Wallace, like, you know, leave here on your shield. Like, it wasn't like, we'll die here in Scotland. Like, it was like, we'll give it a
run out.
We'll try.
Yeah, these things, like you say, Jeffrey, like, they just went against the whole NCAA for it, right? The court. So then you add a lead. I'm interested to see, because I know how much LSU willing to do whatever. I know you look at that coaches they didn't hire, the Lane Kiffners, my guy on the basketball. So they're not scared of conflict, but I can see the president going to the head coach and going to the agent and be like, I don't know if we really want to fight this. I think we're going to be a little bit too frowned upon, although you might win it because, I mean, the courts could definitely kill the SEC if they just kept the whole NCAA. But it's like, I really don't want this because it's another battle. Because it's like, if they take 50% from me, y'all might win, but we won't as a school because we have already agreed to this in the vote. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm with you entirely, because like, that is kind of what's fascinating. Not that it's all that revelatory, but it does somewhat codify it. The argument here is going to be the conferences themselves are more powerful than the NCAA, because in the end, if LSU backs down, they're not backing down against the NCAA. They were willing to fight that, but they are willing to back down from the SEC. And what's the key difference? The SEC gives them more money.
That's true.
Now, I also think it would be an interesting legal play. For far too long in the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of policy has been, a lot of people have been afraid to make policy for fear of lawsuits. I'm almost wondering now, if the SEC is welcoming it, because lawsuits can go another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if a court, so let's use the Charles Bediako example. Yes, they got one judge to grant the TRO, but then after pressure, they got another judge to eliminate it or to dismiss it. That essentially ended the argument for anyone that was trying to think about doing it the rest of the year. It somewhat strengthened the argument because it almost feels like a lot of these judges are feeling local political pressure to make the ruling. Once the SEC took a position, it almost kind of gave them cover, they being the judges. Now, it hasn't been 1,000% batting average, but I do wonder if you start to say, all right, now that we've unified this, we've stated this. I think the other thing that is interesting is they are taking what I think is the overwhelmingly popular sentiment. Like, this seems to be one of the few issues that even pro player people are going, hey, man, it's kind of nuts if you're in Browns camp and you're catching passes and then next week you're playing for the Tigers.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like I'm going against one sport or the other. I think it's ridiculous if they do it in basketball. I think it's even crazier for some reason in football. I know it's all the same, but it's like you never heard of anybody at the Browns or the Vikings. Like basketball, you know, you got different levels, so it's like G leaders are doing it. You know, that's kind of like practice.
I think you're right, and maybe it's in the end, maybe it's like revelatory about how dumb we all are as a society. If I see you in a Hustle jersey, I'm just kind of like, all right, whatever, man. But it's like if you suit up for the Bulls in April, and even though everyone on the floor, like you're suiting up for the Bulls and Taj Gibson's on the other side, and the fact that it's like, even though it is, for all intents and purposes, that is a G League game, but they're wearing, if you're wearing the NBA jerseys, I'm kind of like, too far. Like, what are we doing here? And it's the same thing. Even though there's like 90 guys right now that are suited up in the NFL and half of that roster basically or 40% of that roster right now that's suiting up is not making the team. But there's something about when you suit up in the actual game-worn uniform that I'm like, that's
can't do.
That's
it.
A step too far, man.
And even mentally, George and Jeffrey, it feels like if somebody leaves the G League or the NBA and come back to college, you say you're not good enough. It's like when somebody leave the NFL, and maybe this is my thing, and it's like you're saying, oh, they hitting too hard out there. I need to come back with the kids. And they're not playing up there.
Didn't like getting tagged by Grant Delpit coming downhill.
Yeah, like you gave up one day because practice, they put you on special team and somebody blind kicked you or something.
Also,
Gunner just came down hot.
Coach, you know how like you and I have talked about like one of the G League realities that a lot of the young guys, didn't want to go to college and just wanted to go get the $500,000, like G League Ignite and all that, like one of the harshest realities that they ever had was like, man, there's like 27-year-old grown men here like that will like slit your throat. Like mm-hmm. these guys are fighting for everything.
Married, got kids.
Everything. Yes. They got ish in their lives and they're playing for something. That week three special teams group, like the guys that know this is their shot, and they're like, there's probably 15 of them on each team that are fighting for maybe 5 spots for being like a special teams player. I cannot imagine what the intensity is like there, because I don't care if it's thud them up. Like, you know, those guys are going all out, leaving no stone unturned. But I don't know. I guess where I've struggled is, I mean, I've been pretty transparent on this. Like, I like Daquan. I think he's a good player. I would say this to Daquan's face, knowing that he could probably one punch kill me. You're not doing this for any reason other than you could make more money playing college football. Like, that you intended to be in the NFL. In fact, I find it highly unlikely if Daquan got picked in the fifth round that he does this. I think it's the fact that you don't have the guarantee. He's making a business. Like, this isn't some type of purely, like, I have way more sympathy for the guys that were basically holding out at the end of last year, wondering if 5 for 5 would go through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daquan wasn't wondering about 5 for 5 until he didn't get drafted.
Yeah, that 5 for 5 too, man, that came at a horrible time. I know they don't have nothing to do with this subject. They should have either cleared this back in May or April. But when you cleared this late July, August, this could have been the worst time ever. This is after summer school. So, and this is what's making everything really bad right now.
I agree with you. The follow-up for that is, so why? Because they were talking about 5 for 5 in the fall. And so, to me, it's like there's two logical explanations. One is they get too obsessed with feedback and making sure every voice is heard, and they waited and waited, and then they had to panic and make a decision, and they made a decision because they dragged their feet too long. The other possibility is they waited, knowing if we announce this policy, kids are going to challenge this, and we're now going to have a stronger case to be made about the chaos that is ensuing, and therefore we need Protect College Sports Act, like, defend us. Like, Congress, you got to help us, like, because we can't do anything. And look, all they're doing is just suing us. We can't do anything. Because the logic never made sense to me. Like, Coach Hurd being a junior and getting another year for no reason versus me being a senior and not having the opportunity, that never logically made sense. Because we're only talking about one class.
Yep.
Like, if they would have, like, I think I would have maybe understood it more of if they announced this is only for freshmen entering 26-27. Like, you were high school graduate 26. And honestly, it probably would have made even more sense to me to sit there and go, rather than dealing with that old can of worms, high school graduates 27, that's when it goes into effect.
Yeah. So everybody
would have known that's the rule.
Yeah, you're standing from that standpoint, which you're right, Jeffrey. I thought that was ridiculous, but I was talking about even when the courts come out, because they said that around May, June, when the courts come out and grant everybody from last year there, that's still a bad time because summer school is over with, Jeffrey. Like, it's the last week of summer school. I mean, it's kind of messed up for the players at this point because you got people who had good summers and thinking they in this position. And I mean, it's a kind of, the average fan might not understand, it's a messed up situation. It's a domino effect right now.
I agree with you. I actually think the only victims, if you will, are the guys that you're not going to hear from, the guys that are actually abiding, and the gals that are trying to do the right, and they're trying to make a team, and they're trying to earn a spot, and they're trying to do every single thing that has been preached to them their entire lives. Show up, go to class, do your workouts, be a good teammate, find out where the team needs help. Like, do all the things to make a team. And now all of a sudden you're on the chopping block. Now, I do also think this is true. I think the amount of yelling and screaming about this outweighs the actual issue. It feels to me a lot like in politics when all of a sudden you'll have an issue that gets brought up because it riles up the base and you can maybe do something marginally and make it look like you did something, because I really struggle to see. I mean, even if we're including basketball, non-rev sports, football, man, I don't think we're talking about like more than like 100 athletes. And man, this is a lot of yelling and screaming. But I don't know. I mean, I do think, so Kevin Cerrito made this point on Monday. And it doesn't maybe feel like this right now, but maybe it feels like this in 5 years. Man, if you're explaining to the average person, when you think about how much of the college sports argument is dominated by what's their NIL and how much is this guy making? Well, man, what's the difference between being a pro in the NFL and being a pro in college? Other than optics. But I mean, and I think it's still too early for that. Because I do think fundamentally we're kind of at the point where society acknowledges when there's this much money being made and they're the ones that are putting the bodies on the line, there has to be compensation. I think everyone's pretty cool with that. But I do think we also, in terms of consuming the product, we believe of it more as it's still a college sport. It's still played by people that are college-aged. Even if deep down in our heart of hearts we know these guys are taking online classes. Lenoris is running a driving range, which that is sick. If that's the only thing you have to do. Like, there was no one I was ever more jealous of than the kid that had, like, he had gotten all his credits ahead. And, like, he basically, his second semester senior year, he was taking, like, a PE class to finish his GEs. Like, that kid that was just partying for, like, that. God, that guy was always a hero. Like, so I want to be clear. Like, I'm not pointing the finger and going like, but there's still an expectation that there is an age component of you eventually age out of being able to play this.
And I think that's what it's about, Jeffrey. I'm starting to feel that's what it's about. Although they are making pro type of money and is going to that, I think they want to still restrict it in an age group, because even with the new 5 for 5, is also set up where you have to be, it starts 1 year after you graduate, so you can come in at 24 and play to 29. You know, I think they want you to pretty much be between 19 and 24 outside of a couple of exceptions. They still want to make it about the age too, for whatever reason. I think that's where they're going with it.
And I do think eventually that's also something that they're going to have to deal with, because I don't think the money is going to decrease. And you're now going to keep getting to the point where, what is the difference between 21-year-old making $10 million and, I mean, I think we're getting to a point where there's going to be a legitimate argument. I think Dante Moore was probably still a little tipping the scales to the NFL. But Dante Moore essentially said, I would rather make $6, $7 million a year here than get drafted by a team I don't want to get drafted by, potentially. I also think there's some Dante spin zone. I'm not a thousand. I know it's fun to say Dante Moore would have been the Jets quarterback. That was not a guarantee. Because, George, remind me, David Bailey, he's not looking the part at camp, or is he looking like he's going to start?
He's definitely looking like he's going to start. He looks really good.
And one thing that we love to do in college is when we see a supreme athlete who can also fling it, that guy for sure would have been the number two pick in the draft. Like, and I feel like I could just chart how many times that is the case. Like, think about last year. I would love to find somebody who has tape saying Fernando Mendoza will be the number one pick in the draft.
I'm assuming you mean ahead of the season.
Correct.
Would not have been us.
And that is, you know, like we love to do that. Oh, he's going to be the number one pick next year. It's like, that's just not how
it works
at all.
But like, that also was a weak class too, though, I feel, quarterback class last year.
It is, but also what we see in weak classes, they sit there and go, we got a known commodity over here, David Bailey or Arvell Reese. Yeah, let's take that. Like, and if they do, perfect example is my football team. Dable and the offensive staff loved Jackson Dart. But they're picking at five. And Jackson, in a lot of other quarterback classes, is nowhere near first round grade. They took Arvell Reese. I'm sorry. They took at five, they took
Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter. I was like, somebody said Thibodeau. They take Abdul Carter.
I think it was an eight, wasn't it?
I think it was five.
For Thibodeau.
Tibbs, yeah, I think it was eight. Abdul has also my favorite. To be a rookie that is counted on a defense and get suspended twice internally, that's pretty tough to do. But I believe in him. And then, like, you come back at 22 and you take the quarterback reach. And maybe, like, that's the other thing. It's entirely possible that Dante Moore, you see him and you go, I got to have that. A la Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but that's why I think it's going to hurt him. I've been thinking of that name the whole time while you've been talking. And I know we've had a lot of good guys that can run and sling it. And you actually will make more money in college. I think Anthony Richardson might make some teams pull back. Are we talking about the same Anthony Richardson from the Colts?
Yep.
Or am
yep.
I jumping the gun
nope.
here? Whatever. Okay. So we're talking about that.
I still have my A-Rich stock, man.
Really?
I still have
some
stock.
I don't know, man. That
no one's buying it.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Also, in my YouTube season timelines, I think the algorithm's attacking me. There's been a lot of Rosen in there, and I'm still like, kid, sling it.
Not UCLA, Josh Rosen. Man.
Guy had so many freaking wow throws.
He did.
It's like, God, how insufferable must he be that, like, he could not even, like, stay as a backup? Like, if you can just throw the ball and you shut up, you can be a backup. That he must be the most insufferable human being to ever be around.
Seems like the type that says, oh, all our gear is Nike? Why can't I get this in the crown?
Well,
why can't I have Peter Millar?
You know, well, no, like, Adidas PE is showing a lot of advancement. Like, there's a chance for value. We should get ahead of that. Speaking of which, let's take a break. I'm officially out on new NFL jerseys. We've reached the point. We don't need them. I'm out. Also, we've got more top player rankings from college football. Let's talk about that and more. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Before that, though, if you're thinking about selling your house, you need to do what I would do, and that's call my buddy Josh Heisall. Why might you ask? Well, because obviously it's a super stressful situation. Trying to sell your house, it can eat at you. And you sit there and you wonder, is this the right price? Is this the right time? All these questions. Josh is going to work with you, and he's going to answer those for you. But more importantly, you might be thinking that you've got a tight timeline and you just kind of want to be done with it. That's a totally great position and cool position to be in. But whatever you do, do not accept one of those offers that you see on the billboards, on the text messages. Call Josh, 901-461-8147. He's going to give you the full market value for your house. Don't take one of those lowball offers that you're going to get. Also, he guarantees that he can sell your house within a timeline that you agree upon. If you can't sell the house for that money, he'll pay you the difference, or he'll even buy the home himself. 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Got to let Coach run. Coach, always good hanging out with you. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, guys.
That is my basketball coach, your basketball coach, everyone's basketball coach. Most importantly, Team Thad's basketball coach, Coach Norton Hurd. When we come back, let's talk some NFL jerseys. We've also got college football player rankings to discuss. We'll get into all that and more. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we said we'd get into the college football player rankings. We'll do that at the top of the next hour because we do actually have some developments that interest me because while we've been discussing court cases ad nauseum, and believe you me, I know you're sick about hearing about it. Trust me, I'm sick about talking about it. But one of the key questions would be, what responsibility do the pro leagues have? And obviously, there are other considerations. There are players' unions setting up policy. You're going against something probably in the CBA. Like, so I understand that, but there has not been much movement to try and address said issue. Up until now, Shefty reports this. The NFL will provide clarity to clubs later today regarding league rules governing player eligibility The league will provide clarity to clubs later today regarding league rules governing player eligibility that have been in place and remain unaltered. A player that goes back to college this season will be prohibited from signing with an NFL team this year. A player signed to an NFL contract who is subsequently cut is a free agent. He may sign with another NFL club, the CFL, or return to college. But that player is considered a free agent and will not be subject to a future draft. Now, that is a significant development, but that also feels like a punt because I guess this would be the key question. There are players that are signed, but we know Daquan Wright has been released.
Yep.
He was waived and he cleared waivers. He is a free agent.
Correct.
So his status is unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what they're saying is, in terms of our eyes, the moment that you were cut, you are a free agent, you are the same.
Yep.
Is Wynette Williams still with the Cardinals?
I have not seen their waiver wire. As far as I know, he has not been waived.
So, like, is there anyone that was attempting to come back that got drafted?
Not to my knowledge.
Correct. So, I do wonder if this is a little bit of convenience.
I think it's a little bit of both, because for one, this is a rule that's already in place. Like, this is not a new rule. This is not the NFL making some kind of stand or statement on this. This is a rule that's already been in place. And I think it kind of hinges on what the player does following their release. Now, where this gets a little bit interesting, at the very least for me.
Are you going to the last sentence of the first paragraph?
Yes.
A player that goes back to college this season will be prohibited from signing with an NFL team this year. Now, obviously, we're going to need more clarity because at this point, have any of the players enrolled yet?
Not to my knowledge.
And what defines going back to college?
Correct.
Do you have to play? Because, for instance, let's use, I feel like we're picking on him, but we're not. He's just the name that is always at the top of the mind. But let's use Daquan as an example.
Right.
And let's use the fact that Darren Heitner, who is representing him, has stated they're going to fight this, but we'll see. It seems entirely possible to me that the conclusion that will be reached is juice is not worth the squeeze.
That feels most likely at this point.
Does that count as going back to college?
That's what I don't know. And even if we wanted to take this a step further, what if we get to the point where, as of right now, right this second, the TRO, as we understand it, is still in effect. He still can play. Let's just say he plays, I don't know, let's just two games, whatever. Okay. Whatever it ends up being, two games. However many games.
But he steps on the field.
He steps on the field, but then the TRO is subsequently dismissed.
Yep.
They don't use it. He can no longer play. He's no longer eligible in college football. What then? Because,
I mean, my interpretation is if he steps on the field, that's returning to college.
That is my understanding.
And that would mean he would be prohibited from playing in the NFL.
For the 26-27 season.
Correct.
Full stop period. To my reading of this, that also means can't do practice squad contract.
Correct.
You are out for the year.
Correct.
You are a college player.
Correct.
Is even that something that the players would be willing to risk?
I think the question then becomes is what was the guaranteed money? So there have been examples of We've seen it more in basketball, and I'm not picking on basketball. It's just that I think the money gets reported more frequently.
Right.
But there are multiple players that have gotten seven-figure deals up front. Guy that's going from Missouri to Kentucky.
Is it Mitchell?
I think Mitchell is getting
$1.5 million up front, basically for basically like this is a good old fashioned like Hollywood holding deal.
Yeah,
like I'm going to be in the George Ruggiero business, so I'm going to pay you $1.5 million. Any show that you come up with belongs to me. That doesn't mean you're going to air. You'll obviously make more money if it goes to air, but I'm paying you $1.5 million to have the rights to your brain.
Right.
If you're saying $1.5 million up front, and if I get $6 million for playing, I think that would you would sit there and go, it's worth it. But if you're sitting there saying, hey, if you play for us, you'll get $6 million, but here's like, I don't know, $50,000 and some moving expenses, well, then I think it becomes a decision.
Yeah. I think by the end of this, by the time we finally get to a full resolution, I have the feeling that these guys are not going to be playing college football this upcoming season. Because even from the LSU side of it, and I don't even know if it is a case now with the rule that the SEC has put in place and with the potential penalties involved, I don't think they're going to look at it as worth it. I don't think the players are going to look at it as worth it. I just don't see how this doesn't resolve as we go back to where we were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I actually think the more of it is the first part of it. It's the schools and the teams. It seems to me that the players have decided it was worth it because that's why they were attempting to do it.
Right.
But if the schools decide it's not worth it, therefore payments are probably going to stop.
Correct.
Therefore,
it no longer becomes worth it for the
players.
Because the money's not there.
Right. All right. Hopefully.
I'm trying to see if there was anything else on this.
I did find your Thamel tweet about the clarification. The vote was initially from the SEC was 15-0 with LSU abstaining.
Mm.
And then when the vote went 15-0, LSU then, I guess they took a second vote, and then it was 16-0 unanimous.
Yeah, that's about right. That tracks.
That checks out. All right.
Oh, geez.
Let's take a break. When we come back, two things I want to get into. Outstanding piece of content, truly galaxy brain stuff from ESPN. We've got the top 100 players in college football. We'll get into that. Also, I want to take a look at yesterday, John Ewing of BetMGM released the market data about SEC win totals. So who is betting on what, where this is going? I want to take a look at that because I find it interesting to see what the market's saying about some of these teams and their win totals. We'll take a look at that and more when we come back right after this. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust.
We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WESHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.